it's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear, you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, we're dishing this morning because the announcement is, of course, come out that CBS Mornings anchor Tony DeCoppel will be taking over as nighttime anchor for the CBS Evening News, and he starts his job on Monday.
Here's my promise to you. Today and every time you see me in this chair, you come first. Not advertisers, not politicians, not corporate interests. And yes, that does include the corporate owners of CBS. I'm Tony DeCoppel, the anchor of the CBS Evening News. Hold me to it.
Yeah, so he's going to be on a 10-city Live from America tour starting in Miami. Mel Gibson and Rosalind Ross have confirmed the end of their 9-year relationship, issuing a joint statement saying they will continue to focus on raising their 8-year-old son together. It actually happened about a year ago, but they've just officially said. Gibson, 69, and Ross, 35, never married. Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Pink actually revealed on social media that she spent New Year's Eve in the hospital undergoing disc replacement surgery in her neck. She said, "I end the year giving reference to, paying attention to, and fixing my body. It may not be a fancy facelift, but I'm getting two shiny discs in my neck." Nice. The stars of Stranger Things apparently screened the series finale together in New York City. And Taylor Swift and Stevie Nicks apparently are so close that when one of Swift's best friends, Esty Haim, got married on New Year's Eve, Swift brought Stevie as her plus one. Huh. The wedding was in Ojai, California, complete with a bohemian outdoor ceremony, white tents, palm trees, and lanterns. Uncle Travi didn't want to go? Anyway, you can take Stevie Nicks or the man you're going to spend the rest of your life with, I'm going to probably take Stevie Nicks. I'm just saying. The Goo Goo Dolls marked a major milestone Thursday. Their song Iris has reached 3 billion streams on Spotify. They performed the song on ABC's Dick Clark's New York Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. Yes, that's the full name of it. On Wednesday night, they're set to go on tour next summer if you are a Goo Goo Dolls fan. And Nick Jonas kicked off 2026 by releasing his introspective new single called Gut Punch. And it's a reflection on self-doubt, people-pleasing, and wondering whether he's a thoughtful husband to Priyanka Chopra and a good father to their daughter, Malti Mari. I don't know. Here, take a listen. Yeah, I hurt my own feelings. Same, dude. Sunday Best is the album, and it drops February 6th. Oh, and I got a dirt alert. So the new CNN documentary, I'm Chevy Chase and You're Not, isn't getting people to change their minds about his reputation. In 2012, audio was released of his expletive-laced rant at producers calling the show unfunny. This SNL, calling it unfunny and mediocre. And then there was a cast member, Yvette Nicole Brown, who refused to be part of the documentary because of alleged racist comments that Chase made on the set of Community. That wasn't that long ago. The Hollywood Reporter's Dan Feinberg told what led to Chase's career demise.
From my understanding, the N-word was said. The N-word was not directed at anybody, but the word was used. Nobody has made any bones about the fact that nobody on Community liked him all that much. It was not a secret. It was a thing they joked about in promotion on the show.
Yeah, I've told my story about him on a ski lift in Colorado and... I don't know. I never thought he was a nice person. Anyway, there you go. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.
What can I say except you're welcome?